Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Agencies. And by the way, if you got questions on these child custody or some of that stuff, I have the ability to record in an MP3. I also have a way now to run that into a transcription outfit for $5 an hour, which is real cheap, to give you an audio and a transcription so that you can study if you want to have a conversation know what we talked about. I'm trying to get this information out there. I want to give you the real ammo. Why not take a state plan and go to your senator or representative or to your CDC folks or whatever they call your child slavers in your state? Hey, I got a copy of state plan that says right here, 3.1A. Where are all these cooperative agreements? Where are they? I want to talk to somebody. Here it is right here. This is your stuff, Bubba. Yes. Take a copy and I'll give you a copy. I got them all for 2019. I haven't tracked down 2020, but 2019 works. They're all CFRs. I got a one line. How it works. See if they know how it works. They don't. They don't have a clue. Everything of general applicability and legal effect from all federal agencies shall be in the Federal Register. End of story. If it's not there, tell them to go back to China or whatever these foreign entities live. I don't have a clue. And if you can identify next, like the title 20 of the IRS, if it says 26 CFR section 301.6331, 26 is the title, CFR is under the United States of America, because it's outside the Constitution of the United States. They printed what the CFRs are. 301 is 5 USC 301, that is departmental rules. It's strictly for internal conduct of its business, the conduct of its employees and its records. It's got nothing to do with the people. They print it. Get a copy of it. I'll give you a copy. Email me. And go confront these people with this one line and say, what the heck is going on here? Why is our local CDC, our child slavers, under all the federal CFRs? Especially, why do we have the courts making agreements with the executive and the law enforcement? All these people are all tied together to make money. Why are we doing this? Do you support this? Did you know this? You don't know this? Well, you do now. Now what you going to do about it? I'll help you. I'll give you the document, the stuff, the real stuff. Not, it isn't what I say. What I say is irrelevant. It's what they confess to for money, and they don't want you to know. And many of them don't know. They're dumber than rocks. They really are. A lot of these lawyers have no clue how the administrative procedures. So the first thing is Federal Register. It's got to be in the Federal Register. General applicability and legal effect. All their stuff. All documents. If it's not there, ignore. If it is, judicially noticed. It's taken as true. You're a done deal. You can't say it ain't there because it's a public record. Y'all put it there. It's your confession. Sorry, you can't get out of it. And if you can identify it as a Part 301 or 301 reg, like with the IRS, or which I'm going to get into COVID-19, you're done again. But the thing to remember, you have to go to the Federal Register publication, Federal Register publication numbers. You can't just use 26 CFR 301. 6331, by the way, which is all notice, lien, and levy nonsense. The IRS. They can't do notices of lien, levy, or liens in your state. That's so. It's a 301 reg. They can't do assessments, 6203. That's a 301 reg. They can't do a notice of deficiency. That's 6211, 6212. That's a 301 reg. You don't have to file an implied in law contract. And say, I'd like to be a slave to the IRS. I'm going to provide you protection money. Let's call it with no mincing around on the words. I am agreeing to protect, to pay protection money. And you don't have to give me a thing. It's no different than the mafia coming around to your business and collecting money. Absolutely no difference, except these people think that's part of the, quote, government. That's what they're doing. It's called implied in law contracts. I am agreeing to pay you protection money through a W-4 or somebody that files a 10, and the W-4s, by the way, have a means out of them if you just get around and look. All you have to do is just get around and look. It's, you just got to write exempt and say, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. You have to write exempt, send it back, sign it. You don't have to do nothing else. Just put your name, social slavery number on there, send it back, say, no, thank you, and keep a copy. Constitutional, it's in their instructions. Why don't we do it? I don't know. These are to say, well, you know, I've been taught that we're supposed to pay the mafia protection money so they won't come after me because I'm scared. I stepped out in 1995. I run a business that's up to $2 million before I helped Joyce Riley and Department of Defense come after me for doing the video for Gulf War Syndrome, which I could care less because she helped thousands of vets with that thing and I lost my business. Our business is not worth our liberty, folks. Your job is not worth staying alive and not being sick or dying. And there is a way to sue these people. Because I found, because what they do is they set you up in this false narrative of using code. Oh, we have the taxpayer bill of rights. But the agencies don't live there. And I kept going around and around. Then I found the one under collections. But wait a minute, I can't sue them for saying I owe money or doing an assessment for that. Oh, no, no. You have to go back to tax court. Well, how do I get to tax court? You have to file in a notice of deficiency. Ralph, you owe money. But wait a minute, that's a 301 reg. It's only for departmental use internally. How in the holy heck has the tax court been around for decades and nobody has figured this out? Sometimes they'll quote a 301 reg and everybody just says, well, it's regulations, so it must be law. But nobody asks, how does a regulation touch you and me? How does it happen? We've got a Senate and a House in Juneau up in Alaska and a governor. Supposedly laws of the United States, but of course, see, the bottom line is there are no public officers in America today. You know why? It's real easy to prove. You got to have an election for them first, don't you? Well, if you don't hold any elections, I guess the office is vacant. Well, what's all this nonsense we see all the time? Oh, that is for federal offices. And that's for citizens of the United States that have no political rights. That's why I found the United States of America is a sovereign body politic. They're rubbing our noses in it. Congress is in charge of our republic. And we are serfs. We are slaves. And we're voting to be slaves. We don't know no different. They print it. I got 110 cases with the name of the court, the parties, court case, everything. Because I searched out of Westlaw. But see, you don't have Westlaw. Now you're trying to, like everybody else, trying to make ends meet. They're lying to us. Our republic has been overthrown. And now we have the Chinese in charge. And what's amazing is we have all these people that have contracts and are taking money openly. And now we have Mike Lindell that's got conclusive evidence that the China elected our people. They hacked in and they picked Biden. There's no doubt. I mean, it's 100%. You can't get beyond 100%. And nobody wants to talk about it. Anyway, getting back to these federal agencies, there's only two things that they have to do. They said, let's just call them in China, because that's they're offshore somewhere. They're not in the Constitution of the United States, and they admit it. 44 U.S.C. 3502. They list a whole laundry list of them. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt called them many governments. Many governments. I didn't find that part in our Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of one of the several states. I don't think it's there. I thought we just had the several states and then we had the government of the United States. No, they created this matrix, this other sitting, these other entities sitting out there, and it's a con. It's all a lie. Because they can't reach you and me ever. But they're damn good at lying. So the first thing is, it's all the Federal Register Act, 1935. They did that under the unemployment. Oh, we got to have unemployment during this depression. And well, if we all sign up now and have a state plan, everybody will get money. Oh, yeah, I'm starving to death. Give me us all signed up. Create the emergency. Never let a good emergency go to waste. Good Jew said that. Ex-mayor out of Chicago. Never let a good emergency go to waste. They didn't. People just, well, I mean, they're hungry. What are you going to do? They don't understand what's going on. So we started the state plan nonsense. But we had the Federal Register Act passed also in 1935 because since 1933, the agencies were out of control. They were just making them up. There was no place to find them. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was doing the executive orders off, hot off the press. He couldn't get around, and he had no idea what the hell he was doing. He was issuing so many of them. So they created the Federal Register. At least so we could find out someplace we got at least what we think they are up to. General applicability, legal effect. That's the first step for every federal agency, bar none, including all executive orders. They're all there. If they have general applicability and legal effect. But they're all sitting outside the Constitution of the United States. That's fine. Let's just proceed forward. If you can prove they are a Part 301 reg, easily, like the IRS, you have to cite the individual Federal Register at the bottom to have it judicially noticed. You can't just cite CFR because CFR is not judicially noticed, like the United States Code. It's just a compilation, it's just a mean to compile them so that we, the stupid public, can get around and go in and see how we're being ruled. There's only one other step. Not much to it. If it has general applicability and legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register. Now, step two. There's only one more step. You search on just 553, B as in boy. And what that is, that comes out of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, Section 3 and 4. It's codified today in 5 U.S.C. 553. There's actually B, C, and D, but they just say B. B is the most important one. And what that means is there shall be a proposed rule. There shall be, well, we can make comments and sue. There's got to be a final rule where they address the comments and they're supposed to wait 30 days. So what are we going to find? How many of those are we going to find? And there's only two ways they can do it. One way is the formal way, like Congress. We're actually going to go through the House and the Senate and get the President to sign it. Or there's another, that's called the formal predicate for formal rulemaking. You search on 553, if you find it there and it says we're going to do it, I'd love to see it because I've never seen one yet. They can't do it. So we go to the con side, the informal. It's unnecessary, it's impractical, and not in the public interest. So how do you fight that? That's called the informal. They have to state the emergency, which they never will because they can't. And I found that in a Senate report, and then it's in the courts. It's like I say, once you know that where the needle is, you can find it. So, it will say, impractical, unnecessary, or not in the public interest. But now the emergency. So, it's garbage. It goes back under 5 U.S.C. 301. It's internal management, whatever. Interpretive regs. All kinds of stuff like that. That's it. You're done. What if there's nothing there? It's garbage. What if they just say we're doing notice and comments, final rule? That's garbage. There has to be a proposed rule. There has to be a final rule. And it's got to say impractical, not necessary, and not in the public interest, and state the emergency. You'll never find one. The first one, formal, you'll never find one. They don't even attempt that because there's no wiggle room. The other one is to fool us. Most of them don't even say that. Some of the IRS ones do. It's impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest. And we believe that we believe, I don't care what you believe. What is the emergency? Congress said you shall state the emergency. They don't. So now how does that apply?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're back. So I want to go into this COVID-19 nonsense. I want to know where CDC got the mandate. Is it in the Federal Register, yes or no? General applicability, legal effect. Fred in Michigan, question or comment?
Oh, man. Yeah. Karen Kingston, you. Whenever you say, I say phony, corony, cavoni, scamzoni, I'm thinking of Karen. I just saw a new BitChute Karen Kingston interview with this guy, Greg Hunter. He used to be with CNN. Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog. And Karen Kingston really goes into some astonishingly alarming, yet liberatingly empowering intel data, man. She cites what's called the Popper Act.
Pop you right there. Okay. What's your question or comment on what we're talking about? If it's COVID-19.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So on the 3rd of March, 1901, Congress enacted an act to establish a code of law for the District of Columbia. And
okay. The District of Columbia is irrelevant. I'm sorry that we are off point for what we're our subject. So do you have something that's on point today? And I'm not trying to be rude, but I have some stuff I need to cover, and I can't be going off point because it's important.
Yeah, well, let me explain it. You interrupt, Ralph, and you take all the time. The U.S. citizen resident is the sesti qui vi legal person estate trust. And this guy who called in the last hour, just like everybody who's ever faced any statutory public policy act allegations.
I've talked to you before. Thanks for calling. We're not going there. Sorry. You're wasting everybody's time. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to spend time with them. Sorry, I don't just don't have the patience for this stuff. You've got to be on point. The subject today is what? COVID-19. And it's how do you fight a federal agency? With Fox. So the first question is, where is this CDC? They changed the definition. They say, well, we had a mandate. The first definition is vaccination is injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. That sounds all right. Prevent. That's what we all think. When we're taking a vaccine, we're going to prevent it, right? So we're not going to get it, right? Is that in the Federal Register? No. How do I know? Because I checked. I have access to it. I checked for the words. Because the word in the same sentence or been so it doesn't exist. You know where I found it? It's in some document in the archives of the CDC that they put out. They don't have any authority to make definitions in a story if it's not in the Federal Register. It's not even smoke. Then in 2015 to 2021, the CDC said the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific immunity, but it doesn't say it's going to stop it, but it's not going to prevent it. It's immunity. Where did I find that? That's in one of their documents in the archives. Not in the Federal Register. And they are under the HHS, they're under human, what the hell's it called? Let's see here. It's called Department of Health and Human Services. They are an agency in that agency. Vaccination, September of 2021. Another mandate. The act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific protection. Well, I can take vitamin C from protection. They don't mean I'm not going to get it. The first vaccination is to prevent it. So protection. Well, you know, how's that been working out? They don't do a damn thing. All it does is give you a... They've already proven that now. It's irrelevant. It's not... This vaccination does nothing to prevent. What it does is screw up your immune system and create crazy viruses that are being shed or transference to other people. And you're back in the hospital. And you will probably, if I may, have already died, or you're going to have some severe illness, or if you had a miscarriage if you're a woman, and all kinds of nonsense. And they've admitted up to 16,000 people died already. That's only 1% of what this done. It's just unbelievable. And we're mandating this. We are mandating that we kill people in America. The old pale horse death is here. That part of the pale horse is death. We've got death that's going to be in the millions. And that's a fact. And it's not based on anything. A mandate. That's the first thing. You can't change definitions because the CDC has no authority to change the definition. And if you're by them even going to create the smoke, you've got to put it in the Federal Register. And it isn't there. And that is a fact. Melissa in Maryland, question or comment?
Hi, dear. Do you mind if I change the subject and discuss a Federal Reserve note, or would you prefer I call back some other time?
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't quite understand. What's your question?
Okay. I said, would you mind if I change the subject and discuss the currency, or would you rather I call back some other time?
Another time, yeah. But I will tell you, the Federal Reserve also is another one of these external entities with 12 private banks, and it's listed in the same thing with CDC and all that. So what's that tell you? They admit they're not part of the government. Yeah, that's a different issue.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And by the way, the lady that called in about the Federal Reserve, Kennedy had the right idea. You start printing U.S. notes, and about half of our, quote, trillions of dollars of debt would go away. You just print a regular U.S. note, hand it over, and pay off the Federal Reserve and say, by the way, here's the real stuff in your note. We're going to take it and burn it, your debt money. Why would we go to the Federal Reserve and then they charge us, say, 1% or whatever? How do you ever get out of debt? You go to somebody to print your the loan. Then if you borrow a dollar and it takes a dollar and a penny to pay it back, how do you ever get out of debt? You can't. Illogical. 1792 Act is still in effect. We just don't do it because we don't have a republic. It's been overthrown. We have a whole bunch of citizens of the United States that don't have a clue. They have no inalienable rights. They have no soul. They have civil rights. And they have no political rights. And they don't know that. How would we know that? Well, it sounds really good. And Congress is doing it. Our states are saying you got to be a citizen of the United States. You have to step out of your constitutional status. You're supposed to be a citizen of Texas or a citizen of Florida. Why did all the judges and all the courts, federal courts of the United States, they're actually federal courts, instead of courts of the United States. Why does it, before the jeopardy attaches, they come out? Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? You have to sit there and say, I would like to be tried by a bunch of people that don't have a damn clue what's going on. And they're not by a jury of my peers if I knew who I really am, my birthright. My birthright is, as an American citizen, I am a citizen of Texas, domiciled in Texas, one of the several states. End of story. That's all I need. A domicile for a certain period of time and claim I am a citizen of the United States. I got to get these statuses updated. And you put that into public record and they can't challenge it. It's self-authenticating. I evidence rule 901, number 7. That's evidence. Anyway, getting back onto this other, because I want to get this. First of all, the CDC definitions don't exist. Well, the next one I found was in the American Frontline Doctors sued in Alabama. American Frontline Doctors is a bunch of real doctors. They got cojones trying to do hydroxychloroquine and stuff to actually help people. What a novel idea. And it's cheap. Well, I found, thanks to them, they said, well, you're not obeying the Nuremberg Code. That's true. You're also not obeying 45 CFR Part 46, Protection of Human Subjects. Oh, wow, I want to see. Where do I, am I a human subject? I want to know. Wouldn't you? Do we have to volunteer for this nonsense? So I went in to see. This is under the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and CDC is embedded in that nonsense. They're both federal agents. The policy, to what does this policy apply? I want to know. It says here, protection of human research subjects. Who can they do this to? Well, you see, I happen to know how the Federal Register works, and I know how the administrative procedures work. So I go to the bottom of the page where it says credits, and it says 83 FR, Federal Register, 2893, July 22nd, 2018. It also says 83 FR 28518, July 19th, 2018. So they're back in 2018. So it's 83 FR 2893. And 83 FR 28518. Well, I want to see. Damn, this is good. Can they? Am I somehow tied into this nonsense? Is Mendela from Nazi Germany? Does he have a hand in this? Can he come for me? No. What did I do? Well, first I searched on 553 to see if it exists. Does 553 exist? And, amazingly, it does exist in one of them, too. Okay, it does exist. Really? Well, now what am I going to do? Well, let's go in here and take a look. Let's see what it says. Because, you see, I know how to read their nonsense. So I go in and I search on 553, and here it goes. It says, for good cause, an interim rule, interim final rule. Under 553B, in parentheses of the Administrative Procedures Act, a notice of proposed rulemaking is not required by this agency for good cause. For good cause means you shall state the emergency. Finds that the notice and public comments thereon are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. And then they go on to say it's the same thing for about the 30-day delay. That's 5 U.S.C. 553-D. Where's the emergency? Oh, we don't say it. But here's something I've never seen before in all the regulations, because they have been planning this for a long time. Up above, they list about a page and a half of every regulation for every specific entity. So if you want to go check it out, you can go to the Federal Register and go to this bottom. But here's the good part. Legal authorities. That sounds real. Where is your legal authority for Ralph to be a human subject? Or we the people? The legal authorities for the department and agencies are signatories to this action. See, what they did is they started this back under another thing called a common rule nonsense. They were planning it. Let's get all of us together so when we do this, we're all in bed together. We don't have to go to every agency. So we'll all sign on back year or two. I don't remember the year. It's a couple years earlier. I looked those up. So we're all good to go. They were planning this. Legal authorities. 5 U.S.C. 301. Every one of them is a 5 U.S.C. 301. That's your authority? But I don't work for your agency. And it's departmental rules only. It says for the conduct of its employees, not for the health of them, the conduct. Every one of them is listed here. The Department of Homeland Security. That also covers CDC, Department of Agriculture, Department of Energy, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Department of Commerce, Consumer Product Safety Commission, Social Security Administration, Agency for International Development, Department of Labor, Department of Defense. Oh, there's a good one. Department of Education. Oh, there's a humdinger. Department of Veterans Affairs, another beauty. Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Health and Human Services. That's a nasty one. That's the one that has CDC in it, not the Department of Homeland Security. Department of Transportation and the National Science Foundation. They're all there. 5 U.S.C. 301. They have no authority to do one damn thing under testing of human subjects. To their people or us. That's in the Federal Register. That's judicial notice. You can't get around it. Okay, so then I said, okay, well, we've got it. Number one, they can't change the definitions. You don't have any authority. I'm not a human subject because I damn well sure don't work for one of your federal agencies. And even if I did, you still don't have the authority because there's no 5 U.S.C. 553B that has a force and effect of law. Conduct of its employees under the definition is not health. Can't make me do it. But the next question becomes then, where is the limited liability? Well, then they're saying that it exists. So I went looking that up. Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, PREP Act, the PREP Act, Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, 85, Federal Register, 15198. That's one of a couple of them. 85 FR 1598. The Secretary is issuing this declaration pursuant to 39F-3 of the Public Health and Service Act, provided liability immunity for activities related to medical countermeasures. Medical countermeasures! Does that sound like a preventing something? Medical countermeasures. That sounds like I got a missile coming in and I put up another missile and it's a countermeasure, right? They're going to stop it? No, I don't know. Well, I searched on 553. It's not there. There is a place for the emergency. All they had to say was it's impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. There is an emergency and declare it. And then state what the emergency is. But it's for countermeasures, liability. So their liability is all nonsense. Can I sue them? You damn right. I'm going to be doing that before the end of the week with IRS. Because when you can prove, see, the Supreme Court's been in on this con. If you can sue, if you can prove total act, total absence of all jurisdiction. You can sue a judge. I've done that once in Alaska. The guy quit on me, but that's fine. I've got a foreclosure thing, and I'm daring the Matsu to move. I said, come on, you SOBs. Come on, I'll shut down every damn foreclosure in Alaska. Bring it on. And they haven't moved yet. They just keep saying, hey, Ralph, you need to pay another bill. I'll get to them eventually. If you have absolutely... they have no jurisdiction. And if you can prove, they have no way to win. If it's, they have no way to win. Because you're not in compliance with the only two things. Same thing with Congress. If you didn't pass it in the House and you didn't pass it in the Senate and the President didn't sign it or overcome the veto, you lose. Because it's not even the appearance of a law of the United States. That's the same thing in this world. If it's not in the Federal Register, general applicability and legal effect, you lose. If it is there, the only other step, there's only two, called the predicate for formal rulemaking, which says you have to have a proposed rule and a final rule, and wait 30 days. Then, of course, Congress, they put in a six-month window after this stuff all goes through. Our agencies from China, let's call them from China, because that's how foreign they are, after within 6 months, if we don't like what you did, we can get around and do something about it. That's it. That's the way the whole system works. Do you know how many rules and regulations I've found that are either formal or the predicate of formal or informal rulemaking? None. Because they can't. Because it's just like if they were this agency sit in China. They don't have the authority. Congress can invite them in with a limited delegation, but they don't do that. They give them a broad delegation, which is unconstitutional, because they don't have legislative power. That's too easy to debunk. They gave this secretary all kinds of, you can make people immune, you can pass out money, you can, it's just ad nauseum nonsense. They don't have that authority. That's not a very limited delegation for a Chinese agency to come in and screw us. These federal agencies. How do I know they're the enemy of the people? Well, they print it. They do. But what is impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest? How in the holy heck does that have any application to what's going on? I don't understand. This is Senate Report 752. If you haven't seen it, email me and I'll send it. You ought to read it. Just certain parts of it. 48 pages. It's a how-to. I like how-to books. And what I do is I take their confession. Call me Father Ralph. I have loose lips. Come on and confess to me, because I will chase you to hell and back. It says, impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking. Public rulemaking, unavoidably prevented. You could stop this. Wait a minute. Are you on my side or are you on the enemy's side? You have no authority to begin with. And now, if you do a public comment, I could say, hey, you know what? Go back to China. Have a nice life. You have no authority to do this because you have to have a limited delegation of power from Congress, not a general. That's the first thing. Oh, we're not going to talk about that because that would stop everything. Then we have unnecessary, which means, well, they're mailing something about animals, which I don't care about today, or forestry. Really? Well, Congress does all sorts of that stuff. States, different things that we don't have a direct interest in at the time. Public interest shall not prevent an agency from operating. It requires a public rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating. How dare we have the opportunity to stop our slave masters from China or wherever the hell they live. They don't live in the Constitution. They admit it. They're external establishment, external regulatory entities. They admit it. Why would I listen to them? Why? That's the question. And the Supreme Court says if you can prove that they have no way to win, you can sue the socks off of them. Finally found that. Because what Congress has done, just like on the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, well, you can sue them on collection, but wait a minute, how about the deficiency and the assessment? And the, that's the, well, no, you got to go back to tax court. But wait a minute, If I go back to tax court, the only way I get into tax court is a notice of deficiency. That's your rules in the code. But the thing is, to get in there, the notice of deficiency, the agency, when it comes in, can't bring code. But the Register Act says they gotta bring the regulation, and the regulation says it's a 501c3, 6211 and 6212. So why in the holy hell doesn't somebody do that? How has the tax court existed from back in the early 20s, changing its name as it went along, with this nonsense? Where are the...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay. This whole thing is a house of cards and nobody's talking about it. It's just amazing. It shocks me. But it's not easy to find this, because you have to read, when you start reading this stuff and you keep going around the merry-go-round, like I say, by the third time around the merry-go-round, I said, you know what? I'm not going to get a different result the next time I come around the merry-go-round. And the thing that the answers are right there. It's just a simple question, which I've asked a long time ago, and I just had to go back to my roots. By what authority are you authorized and empowered over my life, liberty, and property? I want a rule, regulation, or statute, please. federal agencies live only in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, you're done. If it is there, it's judicially noticed, and the evidence is conclusive. It's not debatable. Then, if it has the force and effect of law, they only got two options, formal and informal rulemaking. Formal is 553. Just search on 553 in the Federal Register publication. If it's not there, you're done. If it is there, you will never find one where they're going to say we're going to do it, so they only use the other one, informal, which is impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest for a good cause, and they never state the good cause, so it's still garbage. And if you can identify them, just like I went over, the human subjects is a 5 U.S.C. 301. That says for internal use only, for their own nonsense. And the only other one that, you know, we have interpretive regs or interpreting, fine. We have implementing regulations. What a crock. Supreme Court put that out in the Affordable Care. The IRS implemented. Now, how in the holy heck can the IRS implement a law of the United States? I'd like to know how that would work. I'll tell you how it works. Because the idiots that filed didn't understand the APA, and the Supreme Court says, well, it kind of looks like, the regulation kind of looks like the statute. We'll call it the Chevron deference, because you really haven't exposed the Federal Register Act and the APA. So we'll just go along with the COD. That's what an implementing, that's called a Chevron deference. And then they had the audacity in the Affordable Care Act, in the same damn page, the Supreme Court says they did it with a publication. Publications, Internal Revenue Manual, they're all garbage. They're not laws. They're not anything. The Supreme Court has said so over and over. And this is the Supreme Court of the United States currently? And I'm just an old farm boy from Kansas, and in the first page that says your Affordable Care Act is smoke. It ain't even smoke. It's garbage. And nobody catches on. Most of these lawyers don't know. They really don't. Most of these people, and these legislative people, they're dumber than rocks, man. They are really stupid, and they're in it for their personal gain, or they're out for, oh, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. Yeah, right. So I can get money to get reelected. Or they've got them as their pedophiles or some other thing. They got something and they're blackmailing them. Like Mike Lindell said, he's probably counting on one hand the number of politicians that are actually in it, like Trump, for the real reason to help the people, serve the people. They're not there for us. Do you hear him bitching about we left $82 billion arming the enemy with our equipment? We left our American citizens behind, and we're bringing out Afghans that are part of that are Islam, that are supporting the Quran, and they want to overthrow our government? Are we crazy? God willing, we will see you next Sunday. What's up for the Chi-Coms, the Democrats, and the Rhinos, and the Federales, and the Satanists? They're everywhere.
We must say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to...